It was the worst idea I've ever had.
It's like getting a Mini in Minnesota. It's just, it's not there.
Or a smart car or something. I lowered it down. It was an absolutely awful decision. I really regret it. These are brilliant stands, by the way.
It's a lot nicer than the fixed table things that we had before. That I actually now use one of them so that he can see the iPad better.
You are practically a professional.
Practically, except the fact that we're using a crappy IKEA table and couldn't get that much closer.
But if you were to IKEA.
Nothing's wrong with IKEA. I was going to say, if you
petitioned. Well, actually, no. I lied. This is actually an IKEA TV stand that once I got that thing that makes it look like the TV's floating, then this became irrelevant.
Dude, your TV's floating.
I know, right?
Whoa.
But that also helps with the illusion of having two clapboards in front of the two posts.
Oh, I see.
Because I didn't do like the fancy wall mount thing that you can't do in an apartment since you don't own the place.
No, you don't own the place, so you can't
put...
They
want an interactive encyclopedia on CD-ROM.
Awesome. Yeah, what was the big prize that they won? Cuz was it Space Camp?
I stopped paying attention. It was probably Space Camp or bikes or maybe even Encyclopedia Britannica on.
Cuz that feels like a
CD-ROM.
Second or third. No, I'd say like a second string prize.
It's kids at home who are just tuning into the mic check. We're talking about Legends of the Hidden Temple.
The greatest,
episode 109.
The greatest show on Nickelodeon in the 90s.
What?
Second.
No.
I was like, Guts. Yeah, I was the one who said that.
Well,
I'm
agreeing with you.
I agree with that.
I'd put Doug over that,
like
and I'd
show?
Put...
Okay, no.
All
no,
is
okay,
better
no,
than
we discussed,
all of those.
Okay, are we
they had
discussing...
musical guests.
Oh, but if you look
and
back the, at
and
all
and a theme
that...
from TLC.
Yeah, that was made by TLC?
Yeah.
Wow. Then Amanda Bynes, way back when she was like, I don't know, like...
Seven, not crazy.
12. Is she crazy now?
She was crazy the whole time.
She's not like Lindsay Lohan crazy, but she...
No.
She's all...
No, she is like, what, she got into three car accidents in the span of a month or something like that?
I thought
she
just
got...
Sure? I think you're exaggerating. I thought she just got one DWI.
No, I'm pretty sure she's at least two, if not three.
Okay.
And the second one, I believe, happened after her license had already been suspended.
Oh, I'm not sure if I should say this on radio. I totally had a crush on her.
Oh yeah, no, she was cute, but
well, it was the fact that she had her own. It was the fact that she had her own sketch comedy television show.
Oh yeah, the Amanda Show,
the Amanda Bynes Show. Yeah,
never had a crush on Amanda Bynes.
Amanda,
never.
Entire time I grew up,
had a crush on Amanda Bynes. Never ever.
Are you sure?
He's lying. I can see it in his eyes.
See, for the longest time,
she was just not cool.
I thought that the slightly older. I want to guess that she's Latina, like the hot chick of all that.
What was her name? What's she doing nowadays?
Nothing.
I forgot about her.
I'd like to find
her.
She's again, like I was saying, reality show for all these washed up Nickelodeon stars.
Minus Kenan Thompson.
Except the fact that he's rocking his life. I mean, who doesn't want to be Kenan Thompson?
He had.
I think I saw him on something on Netflix. Some like independent film?
Really?
Yeah, he's still kind of trying to act.
He's still trying to do stuff, but I think after Mystery Men, he hasn't done anything really big.
Mystery Men.
Let's be honest.
Mystery Men killed a lot of careers.
Didn't kill William H. Macy.
It did not kill William H. Macy, but did you know?
Wait,
I always like to do this.
No, I want to.
This little quick trivia about William H. Macy. He's a ukulele player.
Is he?
Of
really?
Course he is. Of
Good.
Course he is.
Good.
Have you ever seen Bark Got a Room?
Yep.
Ah.
Well, no, I didn't see the movie, but I saw that.
Everyone's seen the trailer.
No, I've seen the thing with Kate McCucci.
With the Gooch, yes.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I want to know whose careers got killed by that.
Wasn't Sean Connery in that?
No.
I'm thinking of the wrong movie then.
You're thinking of the League of
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
a movie. That, there
like
we
happened.
Go.
He
like,
was.
During the entire film.
No, it didn't. And then what's his. The actor who does Pee Wee Herman. Was
Paul
the spleen?
Rubin.
Was the spleen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
that's not what killed his career.
No,
though.
Of course it was the heroin.
Oh, he's back on Broadway at this point. Either.
That one. Okay, that one. See, that's a guy that you could compare to Lindsay Lohan. Like the male equivalent? No.
Lindsay Lohan was
I gotta
in.
Stop, I gotta stop saying
oh
these
God,
things
what
about
was that?
Celebrities. We gotta cut this out.
What was
post.
That Grindhouse movie she was in?
Oh, she was in Machete.
Machete,
God.
Yeah. Like, ironically, she played the nurse. Or not the nurse, the nun.
Can you...
The nun slash, like, whorish child of the
Who
bad
directed
guy.
That?
Was that?
Who directed Machete?
Was that Tarantino?
It was produced by, but it was by the guy who did...
Spike Jones?
No.
No.
I can't think of his... It's right there. I know that, but...
On the wall? It's
the guy who directed From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, my God.
Let's not do that again.
Sorry about that, guys. No big deal.
You know what's really funny? Everyone has technology.
Okay, hang on. Are we deploying superphones on a radio program?
Yeah, of course we are. We use them all the time for Movie Bluff.
That was illegal on Movie Bluff.
Oh, mid-game.
Oh, mid-game. Oh, I thought this was sort of like a...
Oh, no, we are not that egotistical.
Robert, no.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Robert Redford. Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah. Oh. Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, that thing's on.
He always does stuff with Quentin Tarantino. So basically, if Quentin Tarantino produces it, he probably directs it. Yeah, and by the way, with that noise... ringers off, please.
Oh, good point.
What if it's a vibrator?
As long as he didn't go like this while it's vibrating, then you'll be fine. Because just hearing like, that's fine. But actually hearing the audible, that's distracting.
Yeah. Sorry about the mic falling over thing.
Yeah, you gotta...
Did that...
Can't you cut that out in post?
Well, no. This is the mic check at this point, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
But if you shorten the arm, you kind of bring it more across, or
that's a good idea.
That way it balances a little bit better. That thing's kind of getting, or it's more so the microphone itself. That's a heavy one.
It is.
Ooh, yeah.
As it falls
demonstrating
again.
Over it, we are now getting a physics lesson.
Something like that.
You just tie a weight to the other end.
Yeah, we're looking at what
yeah, but then there'd be a weight swinging around, and that close to the Christmas tree, I'm. Skeptical that it's a good idea.
Wait, no, is that a Christmas tree or a holiday tree?
That's a Christmas tree.
That's a Christmas tree.
It seems more like a Christmas giant piece of plastic to me.
Wow. Have you...
It's not all plastic. There's some metal in there. The feet are metal.
What a jaded little millennial you are.
I'm sorry if we have a real tree.
I'm not allowed to have one. That's a fire hazard in this building.
Let's be realistic. First off, you have ghosts in your building. I'm pretty sure they are not going to allow a real Christmas tree. This place could just go up in flames from the wrath of a real ghost.
Yeah, and well, it's that, and I don't think a real tree would really be appropriate for this space based on how crammed in everything is already. Something like tall and narrow works well.
It's a little phallic, I'll be honest.
Well, so is everything.
Touche.
Realistically, if you come down, it's like, let's see.
Like that beer bottle you're drinking from.
Yeah. That.
The microphone we're all right talking in.
The words and the long neck bottle right out of my mouth.
Gross.
Oh, dear.
So I know I didn't do this last time, so random picture now while I'm thinking about it, because I'm always bad at that.
I love how Dave is in like every single.
Oh no! I think the record is somebody has been on the screen four times at once, and I don't know if it was Dave or if it was Emily, but
it was probably both of them.
It kind of rotates, and even then, they don't cycle them very well. So like Myanna and Katie.
It's the same picture.
It's because I took a bunch of pictures in succession, and then I just posted all of them to Flickr at once.
I see.
Oh yeah, there's slight variation. I see.
Yeah, slightly above the windscreen. Behind the windscreen, turned further that way, closer this way. But yeah, Dave makes a lot.
Is Dave smoking that microphone like a hookah pipe?
No, it was after a while, we allowed people just to take microphones if we thought we trusted them. And then we learned never to do that again.
Never to do that ever again.
Ever again.
Well, the other problem was at that point, we still had the tabletop microphone stands. And Dave... His proportions are not conducive to...
Most anything.
Technically, the way that those mics are set up now, that's technically called the Dave setup, where before what we did is we had the microphone more so pointing upward. So it, like with that, it's going across a little bit more.
It's got a great angle.
To compensate
like
for
the
height. Yeah. Before, we had it more like you're kind of speaking down a little bit, but we wanted to get the height because Dave needed it. So that's the Dave setup. It really is.
Yeah.
And then I know at least it changed since last time you were here. Now we have individual chairs so that people can
I really like that because now I can get comfortable near my mic.
Yes, exactly. And that's the thing. It's as fun as it was to say, guests go on the guest futon. Yeah. It just wasn't practical.
Now it's the Erdman futon.
Indeed. It is mine, which I sometimes share with
the beautiful cool secret and the multi-talented. Guests.
Well, actually, originally,
mystery guest.
I always had the back couches kind of relatively cleaned off in case there were guests, but then that turned into kind of unnecessary stadium seating where you're just that detached. It was like,
studio
now it's just pushed
of
out of the way.
Guests of guests.
Yeah.
But yeah. Do you remember when Guts became Global Guts and you had international contestants?
I do.
Yes.
That was wonderful.
See,
there
I
was that... There was that one competition they did where they had like these crazy trike things.
Yes.
What
were they called?
That one.
Did they have a special name? I feel like they had a special name.
I don't remember what the name was.
But everyone should remember those. They were exhilarating.
My favorite one was where like they jumped down off of the giant wall of padded foam.
With the bungees.
Jumped up in the air. And then they had to shoot the Nerf bow and arrow.
Oh, that one was awesome. Yes.
I tried recreating that, actually, jumping from my deck onto our trampoline with our own Nerf. Big bows. You remember those?
Yeah. The blue and pink and yellow.
The big bow. And you'd tie targets to trees in the woods. That was the way my backyard was set up way back in the day. And it didn't end well.
No. I wouldn't imagine. You'd have a lot of forward motion. So.
Oh, a lot
like that.
Of forward. You didn't realize how much forward momentum until you launched off of the
once you were 30 seconds
once
too
were,
late.
Oh, no. There was no turning back. It's all forward momentum at that point. Crap. You're just like, oh, crap. Hit the target.
Oh, man.
Make your last moments victorious.
Precisely. You didn't want to waste that opportunity. No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you only had one shot at
what,
that.
What? You're panicking.
No, I'm not panicking. I'm anticipating... The fact that episodes 1 through 7 of Global Guts are available on iTunes for $5.99.
Oh my God, you are getting those right now, aren't you?
What did it say?
What's it say?
Oh, okay, hold on.
See, I was always waiting for the Global Guts. I'm a little dry here.
What's funny about it is...
Global Guts to...
You killed that thing.
I did. I was thirsty.
Well, we'll get you something else before
I was hoping the Global Guts would eventually become a contender for an Olympic event. or push up into the realm of at least the notoriety of the X Games. And then perhaps actually have some money behind it. Maybe some really great... I'm really tired of seeing the
Global... Do they still go on?
The X Games?
Yeah.
Those still exist. It's just that they have no viewership anymore.
So here's the thing. One thing I don't remember about Global Guts, was it a summertime event or a wintertime event? Was this sort of one of those things where a lot of the white guys would win? I don't remember.
Based on the events, I would say that it would be, if it was put into an Olympic track and
America
field,
would always win.
It would be.
They'd be able to buy the training facilities of all of the Nerf guns.
It's like
the
kid. We built a full scale aggro crag for our athletes to perfect their climbing technique.
We paid $2,000 per fake boulder for our aggro crag. What did you buy? Rocks?
It's like when all the Americans started going on Ninja Warrior.
And they all still sucked at it.
No.
There were a couple.
The first time they did it, the one guy made it further than anybody else did that season.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the pros were like telling them the techniques
to do. It's because we're all hybrid. We're all mixed up in hybrid mixtures of... I mean, if you're going to go up against Japanese guys, right? You're going to have an advantage if you're part...
Taller.
Whatever. Part taller culture.
That worked against
part Scandinavian.
Part Scandinavian, part German, part...
There seemed to be like a height minimum there because there was one where you like had to like press yourself up against glass on
both sides.
Like,
the spider
your arms
crawl.
Are not... Like, some people just like got stuck. They're like, my arms are not long enough to do this. They're fully extended.
I'm doing it. It's where... Oh, God.
I can't believe those Olympic twins like never won it. Like, never even got close. They were like gymnasts.
You mean the Hahn brothers? Was it the Hahn brothers? Because they're twin gymnasts.
Yeah, them...
I don't know. Did they do that? You're talking about the ninja thing, right?
Still? Yeah.
Hahn brothers.
They were like, no, these were like
just different
white guys. I think
they're white guys, the Han brothers. The
Jumping brothers? Okay. Spider.
yeah, that must have been them.
If the Han brothers were the ninja,
they always wore their Olympic like suits there, and some of them a lot of seasons, one of them would get knocked out in like the first challenge.
See, I would believe that. I would totally believe that the Han brothers were on there. I got the opportunity to train with them one time. I was a gymnast back in high school. Gymnast.
Okay, so before you continue that story,
name drop.
Bennett, every time that you rotate, make sure to get kind of beyond the microphone a little bit so that you're still, because every now and then what you're doing is when you turn, you're just turning, and so it's going this way.
So
but
I'm not speaking.
Yeah, so if you orbit a little bit more,
it's got its own gravity.
Kind of, always, or
if you do pivot your chair, you would have more of the opportunity.
I just
got to
sit so I can see everybody, and oh my god.
Don't worry, don't worry.
And talk to the microphone.
You're good.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Sorry.
You were pointing the TV. Did you intend to?
Oh, no. I just purchased it on there because I don't have enough.
Oh, that was instant.
Yes, I don't have enough space on my phone to store all 7 episodes, so I just figured I'd buy it on there and then download it on my computer later.
So, perfect segue into our technology section, I assume. Now, Apple TV. Do you have Apple TV?
This is... See that little black thing with the white light right there?
Sure.
That's an Apple TV.
That's the Apple TV.
That's a second generation. They've released one since that does full 1080.
Brand new. Now, question about that.
What?
A buddy of mine wanted to buy that.
Okay.
And he was comparing it to any other service, like, I have no idea.
Roku.
There you go. Roku was the one that he did mention.
Yes.
Which I love the name of that.
Okay.
Roku.
Okay.
And Dan, you use it. What do you think in comparison? You've had to deal with this since I met you?
Forever.
Forever.
I'm surprised.
Ever. You really? Are you
Dave
really
Whalen.
Dave
Dan
Whalen.
Whaler.
I'm
Dan
Whalen. I'm Wonder Boy.
You're Wonder Boy. I was going to go into the karaoke section of the program right now.
Okay, so.
But I mean, I don't know what the difference is.
Okay, so realistically, if I were speaking to your friend, I have no idea.
Genna, if you're listening, this is for you, buddy.
What I would compare it to is so much of my hardware is Apple-based. iPad, phone,
obviously.
Mac.
Cool.
I went with Apple TV because it interfaces really well with iTunes and works to the point where I can actually, which I kind of did this before. I don't know if you missed this, but based on the compatibility of all of these, I can take my phone and project the screen onto the TV as we wait for it to realize I just set that. 5, 4, 3. Come on. I'm sorry. I have to actually hit something here.
Boom.
Bong.
And then hopefully now it realizes something. Okay.
I remember her.
Yes, Mara something or other.
The Brit.
The British lady who was with Mike O'Malley. Let me try this one more time. Because I think it set it off.
I wonder if they had the verb dated.
Doubt it. I don't know why, but I just doubt it.
See, that never crossed my mind.
Well, they work together.
Yeah, but...
And like they're... I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, are you dating someone you worked with?
No, but I did. I am dating someone that I met at work.
Well, okay. I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
I've never dated anyone I've ever worked with.
It's not good.
I've worked with people I've dated.
I've dated people who I've gone to. The look on your face. Well, okay. I went to school with the person I'm dating currently. She's just... Okay, fair
just
enough. Maybe I am dating someone that
okay.
I work with.
So to get back to it, right now at this point, my screen is live streaming
my
phone.
That's actually
to the point
really cool.
where if I wanted to, I could pull up, let's do this. I've been flying out of planes recently.
Did you say flung out of planes?
Flying.
You were the...
Planes. Flying a lot of planes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so it's to the point where I can actually stream what's going on my phone competently, like with minimal-ish lag. Okay, so I have an FA-18. I'm going to fly out of the Green Bay Airport.
Is this a
noon.
Flight simulator on the iPhone?
Yeah.
The flight simulator's all over the place.
Jiminy freaking cricket. They can't even get a good flight simulator to mount on the 360, and you have one on your phone?
Yeah.
What is this world coming to?
Just
where
wait.
Have I been?
Just wait.
There's no good flight simulators for the 360? I find that hard to believe.
I cannot say that I have actually enjoyed any of the flight simulators that they've mounted on the 360.
Well, they're simulators. You're not supposed to enjoy them.
True. The only simulator...
Am I talking to a pilot right now?
I went to UND. It's like biggest pilot school in the U.S. So
it's not supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be professional.
I don't know. They seem to have fun. Ooh. Yeah. And I know they were doing it on the PS3.
That's a bit of a tummy turner there.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
This reminds me of... I had a really bad flight simulator, but...
Oh, landing gear up.
Yeah.
They didn't go up. They just disappeared.
Yeah.
Gone.
They just... Vaporized.
Oh, stalling.
You're stalling out.
Wait, flight level. You can level up as a pilot.
No, it's because I made it to 5,000 feet.
Okay. So you're just flying in 360 degrees, acrobatic pilot. Achievement unlocked.
If you weren't looking at the ground, where's the ground?
Losing a lot of altitude, man.
Oh, there it is.
There we go.
That's why you should probably usually use the
cockpit view.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, flying in the travel camera off to 145 degrees doesn't really
work. Well, yeah, you have no point of reference. There's some blue, there's some more blue.
But realistically, like, that's why I got the Apple TV, is for that. But, I mean, Roku has gotten rave reviews.
Oh, no, that's the thing, is he was confused because he uses a handful of Mac programs or hardware.
Right.
He's got a Pro at home. He's got a Windows 8 phone now, the Lumia 900, which I really... That's a slick piece of machinery.
Have you tried Windows 8 without a touchscreen?
I have.
It is confusing as shit.
It is very confusing.
Like, I tried it today for the first time, and it took me half an hour to figure out how to get to the fucking control panel.
You know, are you supposed to skip Windows 8?
What do you mean, skip Windows
8? Like, you skip Vista.
I would gladly
skip. Like, you do XP, Vista. You skip Vista, you do 7, you skip 8, and then you do 9. Like
Windows
every
9,
other one.
Here's the thing: is Windows 9 isn't you won't be seeing or hearing anything about that for a while. They've invested
a lot
of time and hardware into.
Yeah, I'm okay with that because 8 sucks.
Vista,
something awful.
7,
here's the thing with 8: I'm a Microsoft guy. I work with it every day.
Yeah.
So I found it very simple to acclimate to.
See, I use Microsoft all the time at work too.
What do you use? Do you use the Vista?
I'm on 7 right now.
See, you're on 7. See, so you should actually have not that hard a time.
I have both at
home. Could not find anything today.
Yeah,
have you used it more than once?
7.
8?
Yeah.
Today was the first time I used it, and I sat there for a good hour and
built,
a half.
First off, A,
what? What
I'll
you
give
find?
You that. It is absolutely
control
not...
Control panel.
Yeah, it's absolutely not built to be used without a touch screen.
I know, and that's what pissed me off so much, because they put it on everything now.
The whole point is to buy the touch screen technology. Now, I'll give you that.
So
okay?
It's a giant
now,
gimmick.
Of course, this is coming from the guy who has all Apple stuff, so I can't exactly...
Okay, here's where I'm coming from, or more so, where my parents are coming from.
You're the only one who can tell me that, where
because,
you're coming from.
Because... They've had their HP desktop for 7 years.
Oh,
and they finally, they're finally sick of how slow it is.
Okay.
And so I said, okay.
Yeah, I did that. Well, I played that game with my parents last year, too.
Let's go to Best Buy. We'll find you a laptop. You can move it around, whatever.
Cool.
Every single one pre-installed with Windows 8.
Mm-hmm.
No escaping it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay.
Well, you're at Best Buy.
Well, I even searched online, and
most
laptops,
products are going to be Microsoft.
Yeah, and so I was like, okay, so here's Windows 8, and I had read things by then and said, you know, this is designed more so for touch, as so I've heard.
Yeah, it's designed 100, almost 100% for touch.
It's installed on everything, mm-hmm. so you're going to have to deal with it whether you want it or not.
Well,
More or less. For their tech level.
Cool.
They're more or less stuck with it.
Awesome.
Yeah, they could take it to somebody and downgrade if they wanted to, but they're probably not going to pay for that if they have to. So I showed them the touchscreen ones, and I showed them the regular ones, and it was really funny when they went to the regular ones, and they still went,
eh. Kids at home, Dan is pretending to touch a computer screen.
Like, they still tried.
They're
it's
reaching
like,
out to the screen.
It's like, no, I just told you, this isn't touchscreen. It's like,
grab the mouse, Mom. Mom, put your hand down. Grab the mouse.
I had to buy one of those for him, too.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being that used to touch
screens on a computer, that because I'm all mouse. I've never used like a touchscreen.
I'll admit, when I used to have my iPad next to my computer at work, there were times where I was like tap, 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 tap. No. Like I caught myself thinking that was a transition.
See, yeah. So having used Windows 8 quite a bit already.
Right.
I've found that the RT version is worth springing for. Now, do you know about the RT version?
No.
The Pro version, sorry, not the RT version. The RT version is the standard. It's what's going to come on most things.
Yeah.
It's the preloaded, it's straight Windows 8. It's going to come with the panels. It's going to come with the customizable home screen.
Right.
Which is why that things are kind of a little harder to find. You kind of customize what you want in your front screen. They shrink, they grow, you can have them scroll, you can have them live feeds, you can have all your information immediately really, really available, or just have your email and your internet browser right there on the front screen, and then tab over a couple of pages like you do on your iPhone.
Yeah.
So what they do now, or at the same time, they have the Pro version, which you spring a little extra for, and you have Windows 7 installed. It comes with a reversible operating system. Mm-hmm. So you can flip it over for anything that is formatted for the previous version. Or, for example, a lot of stuff on Linux or iOS will be then compatible with it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who are transitioning have the option to go, this is too confusing, I can't use this word processor, I can't find the control panel. Flip it over and use it.
Lo and behold.
Precisely. So they don't have to pay someone, no matter what you pay.
They still have to figure out how to flip it backwards.
It's a one button kind of push thing. You flip back and forth. It's an instant. Do you want to open this in this or that? Do you want to, every time you can either queue it to every time you want to open a new program or every time you want to open a new document, you can queue it up from the Windows 8 side or the previous operating system. Now that's, you have to pay extra for that.
Right.
The other advantage I found with the Windows 8 is the customizability. Again, Windows has that problem of, you know, you have to find everything, right? So they made it really easy to be able to go, I'm going to pull this from this, I'm going to pull this from this. Literally, you go drag, drop, drag, drop, drag, drop. Now I have my Facebook in my upper left-hand corner, I have my web browser in the upper right-hand corner, I have all of my cached pictures, either in the cloud or even on the device itself, right there in the bottom left corner, and then they scroll, or, you know, you can change the way you display your information. Now, every box will do that. You could even have Reddit scrolling to Twitter, then to Facebook. Now, it's a different interface. And it's really up to the user to decide how they end up using it. Now, again, we're also talking about Windows 8 doesn't have a lot of apps. Doesn't have a whole lot of accessibility because it's a brand new style of operating system. They really have completely revolutionized the way you interact with it. But
if I treated it anything like Windows 7, it would just end up with a bunch of cluttered.
You
crap
would
that
if
I
you
never
treat
use.
It if you treat it like Windows 7, you're not going to be able to use it very well because it's not Windows 7. It's really, really new. It's not intuitive because you've had Apple who's slowly established itself.
Well, see, I even went into the mindset of, this is Microsoft, so let me turn on my Microsoft Mind.
Even Microsoft Minds are kind of like completely reoriented to it. It took me a week working with the brand new I even had the opportunity to work with one of the prototypes, the brand new HP, before it actually came out as a consumer model. And it really had a lot of bugs. It was really heavy. It had a lot of battery life, but it was really, really hot. So the hardware, again, is a little more advanced, so it's kind of cool. So it'll run more. It'll run more,
right?
On just one unit.
Yeah.
But then you have. But this is where I'm tying into the Apple TV and the Roku. Do you really need it to run more, or can you just put it up in the cloud and run it from anywhere you want, and have, you know, devices like the iPhone, which are basically just logic units that you just access the cloud, constantly, or your Mac Air, which is essentially cloud based at this point, because you just can't put enough on something that. With that little bit of mass.
Yeah, the iTunes Match, the iCloud.
It's all really interesting, especially with the streaming media becoming so popular, especially from the cloud.
Yeah.
I mean, even Thomson Reuters, a company here in the Twin Cities who does a lot of legal stuff, is mounting a lot of cool stuff from the cloud. So, like, it's gone from, you know, mounting your iTunes library up in the cloud to, hey, I can get my...
Isn't there a limit to
LLC certification?
In the air, though?
Like, oh yeah, of course. But the thing about it is you're looking at the FCC, who's looking at maybe liberating a whole series of wavelengths for just straight broadband.
Maybe we're getting a big old fuck quotes. Everybody.
Well,
nope.
The thing about it is they've got a really ambitious project going in the UK right now to give universal Wi-Fi with an incredible broadband limit. Of course, it's all controlled by the government at that point, but it's essentially launching giant blimps into the air. to provide broad
They're
area
just worried
Wi-Fi.
About the blitz. They're worried about the riots.
We're going into it's
we have internet blitz, guys. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
The
we got
Germans are pounding us with apps.
Where's
we
the
need more blimps.
Where's the internet?
There.
That's the internet. How
the
do we
sky.
How do we reset that when it goes down?
Ignore the 7,000 cameras attached.
When the internet goes down, you actually have to evacuate London.
Down to the tubes.
But all the technicalities and the rumors and all that crap aside, you're right. The bandwidth is getting really, really, I wouldn't say bad.
Well, no, I mean, like, I'm running fiber 50 meg. And
wow,
even
you sprung
feel,
for the 50.
What for here, honestly, for fiber, I'm paying $35 a month with no annual contract.
Dude, I paid. Slick. I used to pay 8. Or I do the 8 megs. I'm like, nah, I don't do squat, right? I don't do a whole lot. I go to work when I need to do a lot of whatever I need to do, and that's 50. But
yeah, like the
I was paying $75 a month for that.
Yeah, well, that's because I have a fiber connection rather than like a cable connection. Or yeah.
So but, we're looking at fiber technology, and that's going to go shoot it through the roof.
But before we keep traveling on too far as it's rolling on 9:30 now, sound good? Yes, maybe?
Sound adequate.
Adequate. All right.
Just keep your a couple of reminders. Just keep kind of try to keep your volume to
a consistent
level.
So
and
like
you had some fun with whispering, and you don't need to do that.
No whispering.
Yeah. You don't need to.
Well. Yeah, and then try to keep the distance between your face and the microphone consistent.
Oh, that's
your mouth
to what,
the microphone.
To like 2 inches?
Something like that, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And try not to talk over each other either.
Yes. So, try to yield as well as you can.